Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned in to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for joining us here on this rainy Monday. Today's show brought to you by Marco's Pizza, Dairy Queen, Epic Battery, Ensure, and Pharmaton, distributed by NASA agencies, the Water and Sewage Corporation, Nygaard Slims, and the Bahamas Telecommunication Company. BTC Mobile says yes to all its customers with crystal clear call quality, nationwide coverage, a more reliable network, fewer drop calls, and five times faster data. The time by BTC Mobile is 12:17 p.m. I don't know why you guys start so late. I've been here this whole time. You're playing all these promos. I'm here, and we're going to talk about just when you thought it was over, right? It's like Jaws, right? Just when you thought the shark was gone, right? And all was quiet within the FNM, these things keep happening. Last week people were telling me, McCartney, kill this talk, kill this FNM talk, kill this Lanisha Roll talk. And I was like, all right, I'm down to kill it, right? And I thought Friday we'd killed it. Lo and behold, I'm working Friday night, and a statement comes in from the FNM, which says that they're going to vote to hold a convention by November 30th, right? The statement goes, at the invitation of Free National Movement leader Dr. Hubert Minnis, the party's National Executive Committee recommended to the Central Council of the FNM on Thursday that pursuant to the constitution of the party, a full national convention be held no later than November 30th this year. That's according to Dr. Hubert Minnis. Minnis noted that the dates will be determined by the FNM Central Council, and a vote on the resolution to have a convention this year will take place at or before the next regular council meeting. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the council meets this week, or is it next week? You don't know? I thought you were strong FNM. No? All right, whatever. Council meets shortly. They'll decide when they're going to have a convention. I hear they're shooting for May. What are you hearing? You don't know that either? Why are you lying to me? You know you're an FNM. Don't deny. Don't hide. Anyway, I hear they're shooting for May, and we'll see what happens, right? So that happens Friday night. Sunday, after all of that, right? Sunday, you had a joint statement by... I'm going somewhere with this. It's a long road, but we'll get there. Sunday, you had a joint statement from Loretta Butler Turner of Long Island, Richard Lightbourne of Montague, Theo Neely of North Eleuthera, and who's the other one? Forget Hubert Shipman of St. Anne's, right? They sent out a joint statement saying that they co-sign what Central Grand Bahama's Nico Grant said last week, right, about wanting an apology from Lanisha Roll. They also say that Minnis needs to be stronger in his insistence that she apologize. They'd say no matter what private apology took place, Nico Grant says she apologized in private, but he wants a public apology since she took it upon herself to call the station in a public forum and put these guys on blast. Some of the thinking out there is, was Lanisha Roll wrong in that some of these guys did want Dr. Minnis out? She was not. Was she wrong in how she went about it? I think so, yes. All right, that's just me looking at it, having observed these people over many years. So, unbeknownst to me, right, Sunday, around the same time that this statement's being sent out by the Gang of Five, I call them, right? The same time the statement's being sent out, Candia Dames is having a discussion with Hubert Ingram about the Free National Movement. That same day, Candia Dames is having a discussion with Brent Simonette about the Free National Movement and about his leadership aspirations. He's ready to be leader of the Free National Movement. Ingram says he's not going to be leader of the Free National Movement anymore. He did it for 19 years, and that's enough time. And all this culminates with today, Papa lamenting the state of the FNM, Papa speaking out about a few things going on in the FNM. And guess what? I got the interview. And you're only going to hear it here on The Revolution. I'm going to play this for you. We're going to get to Brent Simonette in a little bit. Sit back and listen to it. Don't call me, tell me you missed it, and all this. You know by now, the show starts after the noon news. We're going to listen to Papa. I'm going to play it. It's about 7 minutes, right? I'm going to play it in its entirety, and then we'll come back. We'll marinate on what he had to say, and then we'll talk about Brent Simonette as well, and I'll play that for you if I can before the end of the show today. Also, I'm hoping to get a quick chat with one of the senior FNMs who may be visiting us here in a little bit, but we'll see. But listen, talking to Candia Dames concerning the FNM.
Your reaction to Mr. Woodside's decision to leave the FNM and join the PLP?
I'm disappointed. Very much so. Barrett Woodside was somebody I recruited to the FNM to become our candidate. He was successful against Alison Maynard, the then Attorney General. He was a person who worked hard. He had good judgment. And was somebody who I expected would one day move up even further in the FNM. And certainly, if I'd become Prime Minister, he would have been a portfolio minister. So I was very disappointed he is no longer with the party. And one day I will call him to say to him, to ask him why. Because I think it was a great loss for the FNM. Not the same that anybody else is, to the contrary. The same thing applies to Coach Bain of the Grand Bahama, who we also recruited to run in Marco City. I was also disappointed that he is no longer with the party. And finally, I was very disappointed that Monique Gomez, a very qualified lady who operates her own business, who comes from a PLP family, who was the sole member of that family, well, I can't say sole, who was an outstanding member of that family who was not a PLP, who was president of the Women's Association, assistant treasurer of the party, or deputy treasurer of the party, who is very articulate, who was a person of good character, who was hard, who was summarily, who had been promised the nomination for South Beach, who was summarily denied the nomination. That disappoints me greatly.
Mr. Ingram, I wrote an article last week where, you know, it was interesting to highlight all of the things that Mr. Woodside had said about the PLP and his thoughts about the kind of people they were. You must have taken note of that as well.
Yes, and so sometimes people make decisions notwithstanding and in spite of certain other facts and factors. So regard being had to those things that he said proved by the PLP, there must have been some very strong reason which propelled him to go and join the PLP in spite of what he said against them at an earlier time.
It would be remiss of me. I know that we had not started our discussion about this, but it would be remiss of me if I were not to ask you about your thoughts about the current infighting and airing of dirty laundry that's going on right now with the Free National Movement. You must be saddened or disappointed by what's going on.
Well, it certainly is my hope the FNM would learn to keep his business out of the streets and that the FNM the leadership of the FNM would recognize the FNM as a party, is a movement, as opposed to a party, is a movement comprising large numbers of people who moved into the party, some of whom get annoyed very quickly, and they move out, or they refuse to vote in the election, or they vote for somebody else to spite other people, etc. So one has to manage the FNM very gingerly to ensure you have a cohesive political force. Unlike PLP, the FNM didn't come into being as a result of the oppression of Bay Street and all that sort of stuff, etc. It came into being after there was a dispute between the leadership of the PLP and some of the leaders who joined the FNM. So it took a lot to keep the FNM together. And there were 19 years I was leader of the party. I did my best to keep it together and to a large extent succeeded, you know. And so I hope that that those who are now in office in the FNM, they recognize that. People like Mikey Brown and Jen Barrett, they don't on the beach, they spent a good deal of their time trying to make sure that all the factions in the FNM were taken care of, all responded to, and that the leaders of the party knew where there were little problems burning, and taking steps to try and minimize the effect of them, etc. But you cannot be a divisive force in the party, because the party requires hands-on.
Two quick questions, if you would permit me, and I appreciate it. Do you have any plans to return to frontline politics?
No, absolutely none. Absolutely none.
Are there forces that are seeking to get you to come back?
Oh, that happens every day. That happens every day. But no, I don't propose to come back.
Are you pleased with the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis?
Am I pleased with leadership?
Yes.
It is not me who needs to be pleased, the people of ours.
Well, he succeeded you, and I think at the beginning you had given...
He has had my support, and he still has my support.
Okay, but you don't want to comment on whether or not you're pleased with the direction he's taking the party in.
Well, I just commented on a couple of things that have happened that I disagree with strongly. And the case of Monique Gomez, he knows my position on that clearly. I spoke to him about it several times. So this is nothing new.
Has he been seeking your advice and your input?
No, he has not been seeking my advice. And I have not been offering my advice to him on recent times.
I see you from time to time about the town, and you seem pretty comfortable in your retirement. But I'm pretty sure that you are following very closely developments that continue to go on, particularly as we move closer and closer to campaign season.
Well, it is my hope that the FNM can get itself together and win the next election. It's my hope that I would be in a position to give them whatever support I can, that's a good guide. But certainly, I expect that the party will not have a selective process that seeks to remove certain people from consideration for whatever petty reasons there may be.
Certainly. Well, Mr. Ingram, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks very much.
Something remarkable has happened to BTC's mobile network.
Yep.
With our $65 million upgrade program, 173 new LTE cell sites across the Bahamas has created nationwide coverage for calls.
Oh, yes.
Bringing you 5 times faster data.
Yes.
And 99.6% network call completion.
Yes, ma'am.
We've even installed our first solar-powered cell site.
Yes, sir.
BTC Mobile. Bahamas. Upgraded.
Of course.
Learn more at btcmobile.me.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and the residents of Monastery Street off Bernard Road that the corporation will be commencing water mains renewal work starting on Wednesday, January 27, 2016, for a period of 6 work days. During this period, there may be an interruption in the water supply, road closures, and detours around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience. Please visit their Facebook page or website for updates and all notifications.
I wonder what John's secret is.
What do you mean?
Look at him go. All this work, the long hours, the traffic. It just doesn't seem to affect him in any way or stress him out. What's his secret?
It's no secret. He takes Pharmaton every day. Pharmaton's formulation of vitamins, minerals, and ginseng G115 extract is clinically proven to provide vital energy, physical stamina, and mental alertness while supporting your immune system so that you can stay ahead of the pack every day. Pharmaton, feel the difference.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You heard just now from Papa. It's been a while, right? We last heard from Papa in written form when he interjected in the Bahamar matter, a matter that is still all fuzzy today. They're talking about they're going to go ahead and have a convention, I guess, with the Malia. They're going to use the Bahamar Convention Center, and they're going to stay at Malia, I guess, for the IDB conference, and they're hoping that'll spur further movement for the development to continue. So basically, they have no idea today that they would share with us what's going to happen with Bahamar. So not much movement on that, right? We're not celebrating yet. All right, but you just heard from Papa. He's talking. You got to listen carefully when Papa's talking. You can't just dismiss it, right? He said, Minnis has had my support, and he still has my support. He also said, and this wasn't in the interview, I guess it was afterward, he also said that he will support whoever is the elected leader of the FNM. So Papa seemingly not taking a side this lap, right? We'll see. We'll see what happens. Papa also very concerned about what happened to Monty Gomez there in South Beach. With Howard Johnson getting the nomination over Monty Gomez. Monty Gomez does come from a big PLP family. She's a sweetheart, though. Remember, she was the attorney for Colton Harris Moore? Remember that goofball? The barefoot bandit? Remember him? Remember. I never look at... listen to me. Let me take a segue. The day before the barefoot bandit went to court, right? I mean, the Royal Bahamas, and we follow this guy for a couple of weeks, and they call us like 3 o'clock in the morning. Candia called me, and she was like, they got him, you know? And we had been so following the barefoot bandit, I was like, get out of here. And she was like, no, they got him. They got him in Harbor Island. And she was explaining like how the officers called her and told them how they got him. And she was like, man, the Royal Bahamas police force is the hardest, you know? And so we went to the airport. At like 6 o'clock in the morning, this is before it even, I think the light came up. She could correct me if I'm wrong. And we waited all day for Barefoot Bandit to come. And he came and all the international press were there. I was covering it for the Associated Press. And they locked him up and we were just shouting questions at him. And the next day, Ellison Greenslade had a press conference at police headquarters with like CBS and NBC and all these guys, you know. And Greenslade was in all his glory, you know. They'd caught the barefoot bandit. The Americans couldn't catch him. The FBI couldn't catch him. And the police caught him borrowing somebody's boat, you know what I mean? And he had a gun. And Greenslade was in the press conference in all his glory, surrounded by his guys. And just talking about how they're going to throw the book at this guy, you know, the Americans asking, what are some of the crimes you're going to charge him with? He was like, certainly he's going to be charged with an illegal gun. Right? Told all this on the record. Next day we go to court. Man, 2 people from the U.S. Embassy show up in dark suits. I'll never forget this. A man and a woman. And they already had Harris Moore locked down. You know what I'm saying? They were shadowing him. 2 Americans were there in court. And the representative from the AG's office gets up and says, we want to charge him with illegal landing. And that's it. Right? All the gun charge and all the other stuff. He shot at officers, right? They dismissed all that for the Americans. And his fine was paid. He got a $9,000 fine for illegal landing, for illegally piloting that plane into the marsh. And his fine was paid on the spot. And they took that guy back to the States from the courthouse. And all that tough talk amounted to a hill of beans, as they say. You know, I'll never forget it. Sorry, I had to take you down memory lane. But after the court case, right, Monty Gomez was Colton Harris Moore's lawyer. And it's the sweetest thing, and I think we put it in our year in review too. And she was like, Colton just wants to go home, right? It was so sweet. She was so cute, right? Oh. That's the Monty Gomez story with the barefoot bandit. Colton went to a federal prison in a cell where I believe he still may be. But, you know, they threw the book at him in the States for sure, right? And made him pay restitution, all this. He didn't have to do any of that here. Just took him back, right? Anyway, Monty Gomez campaigned in South Beach. Ingram brought her along. She was in the Women's Association of the FNM. She had strong support in South Beach. Howard Johnson came, sent a letter to Dr. Minnis. And this kind of shows you why you examine what Ingram is talking about. Howard Johnson sent a letter to Dr. Minnis threatening not to run. And I believe it was an impulsive decision on Dr. Minnis' behalf to just throw Monty Gomez under the bus. And now Howard Johnson's running in South Beach against a weak opponent if Cleola Hamilton gets the, no offense, Cleola, you know I love you, if she gets the nomination again, right? Because Monty Gomez almost won. And Howard Johnson almost won in Eleuthera. So I don't understand the dynamics there. It seems as though that Monty Gomez got thrown under the bus for Howard Johnson. And I think Pop has been upset about that ever since. If you heard what he said, he talked to Minnis about it several times, but Minnis is not seeking his advice right now, and Papa's not giving Minnis any advice. I don't know who's advising Minnis. We'll have to see. We're going to talk more about this. But first, I want you to hear what Brent Simonette had to say. Let me just say it for all y'all who don't want to say it. Brent Simonette's a white man, a rich white man, right? And he symbolizes everything the PLP would have you believe is wrong in the country. The white people are coming to try and put you back in the hood and shackle you and bar you from working in banks. And the white man's just around the corner, right, wearing a sheet and a hood, about to come get you. And Brent Simonette symbolizes this lurking white shadow that the PLP would have you believe will come back in power and oppress you if somehow the reins of power slip from them, right? You know how I feel about that. As black people, we have done more to oppress each other and kill each other than the white man for decades now. But Brent Simonette's a white man. Hear what he has to say about the FNM leadership, the Christie administration. I'm going to play this for you. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back and hash out all these issues.
Are you interested in the leadership of the Free National Movement?
My answer to that one is very simple. I am interested in the betterment of the Bahamas. The betterment of the Bahamas is by returning an FNM government at the next general election in the Bahamas. Because Mr. Christie and his group continue to mess up and destroy the future of our country and the futures of generations unborn. If that requires me to come back, so be it.
That's
it. But the main issue is we need to get this country back on track, stop the political rhetoric and nonsense that they're all talking in the general public, stop building up the hype, and hope that it's clearly not there after 3 years, and deliver what Bahamians need, because Bahamians are suffering. Many Bahamians are suffering. The ease of doing business in this country has gone catastrophically wrong. We're being taxed out of existence. We have a national health system that we don't know what we're getting into. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is barreling full speed ahead without consultation. I mean, Mr. Christie always said he's good in consultation. It's very clear on this one. He hasn't. He's just bulldozing his way through.
Yes, it's clear even to a blind person, Mr. Simonette, that the I'm going back to the Free National Movement now, that the Free National Movement is in a bit of a disarray at
so
this
the PLP.
Time. Yes. What do you make of this?
So the PLP. I'm not too worried about the FNM.
What do you make?
We've got a lot of time to get our house in order, and I think we can prove to the Bahamian people that we are the next government and viable government for the Bahamas.
You mentioned getting your house in order. What do you think that entails?
Well, I think a lot of what's happening in the FNM is being hyped up by the press. There's obviously some disagreements between members of the FNM. That's healthy. I might not agree on the verbs or the words they use, or the barbs they use in public. Let me just divert for a second. Someone posted on Facebook that the former deputy prime minister, two former deputy prime ministers, and two former deputy leaders of the FNM seem to be very vocal now, and they weren't vocal when Mr. Ingram was the prime minister. The reason for that is we used to discuss our business in private. We had these discussions. We discussed a lot of times different opposing views, but when we came out to Joe Public, we were on the same page.
That's a very interesting point. So there were differences. They just weren't broadcast, and
No, we discuss them like any normal people would sit around a table and discuss the issues. And I think the F&M are moving towards that. They had a council meeting the other night, and I think that the progress will happen from there. And we'll have a convention, and we'll be in election mode, and you'll see the true value of the F&M come out as the next government of the Bahamas.
Mr. Simonette, when would you like to see convention held, personally?
Sometime this year, between now and November, will be perfectly okay.
So even if you don't think, do you think that November would be too late?
No, because I think the election has to be before May of next year. The government is in free fall. They're not going to call an election unless they have Bahamar straightened out with some employment, unless they can get out of this tailspin with NHI. The national debt has gone through the roof. They finally admit they don't have a solution on crime. They're going to call in the FBI to help them. So what the F&M has been saying all along is showing, is turning out to be correct every single day.
Wow.
They postponed their convention till November because they have their problems. Brave Davis is snipping at Perry Christie's heels every day. Don't mind not hearing in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
They're all fighting to see who's going to succeed Mr. Christie, but they realize they've got to use him to get into the next election, and then they'll do what they have to do. Well, the F&M tried that, and they lost. So beware.
You mean try going back with the same leader again after two terms?
No, there was rumor that the leader would stay a certain while after the election and another fellow would take over.
Yes, you're referring to the current leader.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think he will, if he goes that way, he'll lose credibility with his voters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Christie has got that worrying him. Got the economy that I've just mentioned. Got crime. He has his problems. So they're going to go full term.
Yes.
There's no doubt they're going to have, I wouldn't be surprised if soon you'll hear a boundaries commission got appointed to, and then we'll have our dear friends Jerry and Nanda come back.
Yeah. So just to be clear, because I caught you at the beginning when I asked you whether you were interested in the leadership, you said that you're interested in anything that would move to the betterment of the Bahamas. And if that means you coming back to frontline, you would be open to it, just to be clear.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
but the F&M have a lot of good candidates, a good mix of new people and persons who have been in the field before. So they can field a very good team.
Do you think that Minnis would be formidable heading into an election?
Yes, yes.
Have you been pleased with his performance?
Dr. Minnis has been the leader of the opposition. He has my full support. I read a lot of this stuff that you're saying people are trying to undermine him and everything else like that. He got elected fairly and squarely at the last convention, and he's the leader of the party. If someone wants to challenge him, that is democracy at its best.
Indeed.
Don't forget, we have done this in the F&M before. Mr. Ingram challenged Mr. Turnquest. Tennyson Wells challenged different leaders. So the F&M has not had a fear of challenging its leaders. People who come up in the PLP tend to get their legs chopped off if they suggest they're going to challenge the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So the F&M is more democratic than the other fellows.
Yeah, and I note that they've not had a convention in 7 years.
So who's maximum leader now? You know, what they used to complain about Mr. Ingram, now look at Mr. Christie doing exactly the same thing. You know?
Interesting.
If he's scared of a convention, that's why he's put it off. He blamed a hurricane, but, you know.
Interesting. Well, I thank you for your comments, and, I and I'm sure many other people will be watching very, very closely to see whether you make any moves.
Whether I do or not is irrelevant. The fact is the majority, more and more people every single day are getting fed up with the current administration and want to change. And that change is the F&M.
Thank you so much again, Mr. Simonette. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, Miss Pula, darling. My tie is all worn and it's Sunday. I have to go to church. What am I to do?
What to do? Go to Epic on Fire Trail. They now open on Sundays.
Epic Batteries is now open on Sundays at Fire Trail? Ah, yes, yes. I know the one on Fire Trail with all that lovely landscaping. What are the hours?
They open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You could get your tires and batteries right there, rain or shine.
I must move with haste. You know I can't be late.
Call them at 341-7200.
Now why should I talk all stuck up like that?
The oven is on at DQ and there's a lot to be a fan of. Now serving food and snack options like artisan-style sandwiches and snack melts. Look out for the turkey BLT, grilled chicken, and chicken bacon ranch served hot and made to order on ciabatta bread that deserves a drum roll. If you are a fan of snacking, Dairy Queen also has snack melts, which offer you a whole new way to snack. Bold gourmet flavors, buffalo chicken, chicken bacon barbecue, and chicken quesadilla. Available now and only at DQ.
Boy, you see what just going down?
No, Dre, what going on?
Pokemon them stand up Grammy on the corner and take up pension money. Dread and broad daylight dudes them cut movie, my boy.
No, man.
Dread, these dudes need to stop. That could have been my old lady.
Boy, real dog. You can get them off the streets by calling Crime Stoppers and reporting what you see up in the Grammy.
Then I would be like old dad dog on the side of the street?
No, but you safe. Calls answered in Miami or Toronto, Canada. And you ain't give no personal information. They just give you a PIN number.
What I could do with PIN number? I can't eat it?
Boy, when they arrest Pokemon, you can call Crime Stoppers with that PIN number and get some cash. Like they say, tip for tip.
You say I get cash? What's the number you say?
From Nassau, call 328-TIPS or free from the Family Islands at 242-300-TIPS. Together, we can stop crime before it's our time.
Call 328-TIPS or from the Family Islands, 242-300-TIPS.
I wonder what John's secret is. Look at him go, all traffic. It just doesn't affect him in any way or stress him out. What's his secret?
It's no secret. He takes Pharmaton every day. Pharmaton's formulation of vitamins, minerals, and ginseng G115 extract is clinically proven to provide vital energy, physical stamina, and mental alertness while supporting your immune system so that you can stay ahead of the pack every day. Pharmaton, feel the difference.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for tuning in. Well, today you heard from Papa, the one and only. You also heard from his former deputy, Brent Simonette, talking about the state of the country, talking about the FNM and how it needs to handle its business internally and not make it all public. I think it's a little late for that. It's all been out there. Somebody said to me yesterday that the media is wishing for a circus. I got to tell you, we're not wishing for it, but the circus is certainly in town. I don't know when last we had five MPs demand an apology from someone in their own party in a different chamber of the House. So it really speaks very ill of the FNM and its attempt to try to contain its business. It's not being contained. It's all out there. It is what it is. Papa says he hopes the FNM can get itself together. I mean, when Papa's telling you he hopes you can get it together, that's saying something. We're going to talk more about this. We got a few minutes left. I'll take some calls. We'll do some text messages if you want to call, if you want to text. The text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. The phone lines are 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. You almost need a flow chart or an org chart to keep it all together as to how many different factions and things you're speaking. I mean, Papa's talking about Byron Woodside and Norris Bain. He's says it a great loss. It's a great loss, particularly Byron Woodside. And he's very disappointed. This comes on the heels of founding father of the FNM, Maurice Moore, saying it's no great loss. So we got a lot going on in the FNM. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Juan.
Are you there? Hey.
Hey, Juan, good show.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
You know, I listen a lot and I call less. You know, in the interest of time, I'm watching it like you are. You've got 5 for Dr. Menace and 5 against him, correct?
Right, including Dr. Menace.
Yeah, and it was a little unfair before, but he brought in the 2 young guys to level it out, eh?
Right, yeah, smart move.
So who has a seat now and could be the kingmaker? Greg Moss.
Right.
Yeah, because if Greg went on Doc's side, it's a race to get Greg, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the wealthy guys could promise something, and, you know, some people who are weak may go that direction. And if that were to happen, you could probably see the former deputy coming back to lead the party, eh?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're a white man, right? So they tell me. you look
a white.
A white man,
yes.
That's it's a shifting concept in the Bahamas. But you're a white man. You think there's too much race surrounding this thing with Brent Simonet? Or is it about wealth, or what is it about?
It's not really race, you know, and we've been distracted with race, Mr. Pinlan and all the prime ministers, you know, after that. While it was classism, the rich versus the poor, because Brent Simonet is a light-skinned man. His grandmother's a black woman. And
right.
So
I heard that.
I don't like to call people white.
Right.
And he would admit that. And so, look, these are perfect distractions, Juan. Think about it. What are you missing? You're missing the military weapons coming into the country. Are those for us to fight Obama or Bahamian citizens?
This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, sir. And the other thing we missed, the big red boat at Bimini, that savior of the nation, according to Obi Wilstrom and Perry Christie,
that don't
come no more, right?
Right, right, yeah.
But we did pass the bill to drill for oil, and Genting Oil, who owns Resorts World, they're a Malaysian oil driller, right?
Yeah.
So we got the bill to explore, and we got the driller in town, but we never got a referendum. Thank you, Mr. Christie. But to just really quickly weigh in, I have no problem if the person is white, black, Chinese, whoever, right? But they got to help the masses. See, a recommendation from me to Mr. Simonet, and it's legal. If you would please help the masses. You know, he has a financial concern in the country.
Right.
He could actually help refinance mortgages at 2% for 60 years, helping my payment to go from 1,200 to 300, keeping my home.
Yeah.
See, come with something that helps the masses, man, like Pop Simonet did, and you'll be a hero. But if you're stingy with your money, and I'm not talking to him, I'm talking to all the people.
Mm-hmm.
If they're stingy and don't want to help poor and middle class like you and I want, but crush us, guess what? It's going to be just like America. You're going to see a non-politician make it. You see Bernie climbing on Hillary, right?
Right.
And you see Trump because he's more in the middle. 42% of America is in the middle right now undecided. That's the same. We follow the U.S. And so they got to find somebody who's not with the rich elite. And that's who's going to win the next election. A1, think of this.
Right.
Bay Street and the mall, one day party back.
Right.
I go on.
All right, Graham. Appreciate it. He makes a point. It should be less about race and more about what you can do for the people. I agree with that. I don't get scared when people go, it's a white man. Everybody run for cover. I don't get it. You know what I mean? Let's go to another phone call real quick. All right, call us back if you were there. 323-6232, 325-4316. We got like 5 minutes left. 325-4259. Someone's texting me asking me if this is Juan McCartney's show. It is. Yes, your text. You can send me a message, right? Text me. Let me know what you think. I'm getting some of your messages. I'm going to read them. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
All right.
Gardner, this would be good for your revolution. A lot of people getting a little ticklish, but I love it. There's an article was from the Guardian on the 30th of month.
January.
January.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks about the year 2015 to 2024 for an international declaration for peoples of African descent.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, you know, I agree. This is long overdue. So what I'm saying, we had the first declaration, I think, of United Nations, when they enacted their human right, what was the dignity or declaration of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going right back to, I would say, the same thing, but there would be different players. So government is responsible for educating us. And I think it's right in your Guardian. You could get probably a copy of it and read and see what I'm talking about.
No, I've read it. I know what you're talking about. I'll get the name of the author for you there. We got to move on to another call real quick before we go to our break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren, in that evidence, I don't believe nobody. Everybody there has an agenda. I heard three out of everybody's mouth. Brent said he's happy with business, but he'll come back. Mm-hmm. Ingram says he happy with Ingram, but he fired his girl, even the one who was said on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking with three sides of their mouth. Everybody.
Is everybody mixed up? All right. Wally's not entertaining long calls today. Let's go to another call. It's not me. You know, I let people talk without even questioning them. But we'll go one more call or no? All right. You are not having it today, huh? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got a special guest for you. And keep sending me your text messages. We're going to go through this. I think if my special guest comes, it's going to change the whole thing up. It's going to change the whole game. So we got a special guest. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. You're listening to the Guardian News Network. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Here's the news at 1 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. Another adjournment in the Bahamar winding-up hearing in the Supreme Court. Attorneys representing stakeholders in the ongoing matter were back in court after 2 months of discussions. But as you'll hear in this report from our Kyle Joaquin, the matter has been adjourned yet again. This time for 3 months.
Overambitious. That's the word Lauren Klein, the attorney representing six government entities in the Bahamar Wininga matter, used to discuss their side's hope of reaching a resolution to the Bahamar ordeal. The multi-billion-dollar resort is still in receivership awaiting a buyer, and after a 2-month adjournment, it was hoped that a favorable update would have been given in court this morning. However, Klein indicated that perhaps the government side was a bit overambitious with the timing and asked the court for an additional 3 months. He also shared his intent to file an affidavit from an Antoinette Bonamy, the Director of Legal Affairs. In it, Bonamy said that since the last adjournment, there has been an agreement for the use of the Convention Center and that there have been discussions with China Construction America to remobilize construction. Prime Minister Perry Christie has repeatedly expressed optimism in at least the Convention Center being complete to host an IDB conference in April. Bahamar is said to be 97% complete, and Klein said he thinks the government has seen positive signs on the 3% outstanding. Raymond Winder, who represents the receivers China Exim Bank, spoke briefly with Guardian News after the court hearing.
How things are going with the negotiations?
I think we need to recognize that, you know, we're dealing with a different Eastern system versus a Western system. And we need to realize that under the Chinese system, there are a number of approval steps that one has to go through before final decisions are made. Everyone is energized. We're continually talking to the bank, and you know we're happy about where we are now.
The matter has been adjourned to May 2nd. Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Kyle Joaquin.
Well, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram yesterday shot down any suggestion he may stage another late-in-the-game return to politics in a bid to rescue an FNM in apparent turmoil. Charlene Ferguson has that.
He did it before in 2005 and led the party to an election victory 2 years later. But in a rare conversation with the Nassau Guardian's Candide Ames, Mr. Ingram yesterday firmly, resolutely committed to remaining in retirement.
Do you have any plans to return to frontline politics?
No, absolutely none. Absolutely none.
Are there forces that are seeking to get you to come back?
Oh, that happens every day. That happens every day. But no, I don't propose to come back.
Mr. Ingram retired from politics following the FNM's defeat at the polls in 2012. But the party's transition to his successor, Dr. Hubert Minnis, has been anything but smooth, with repeated complaints from party insiders of bias, exclusion, and Minnis' inability to excite voters. There are rumors of an ongoing power struggle within the party and fears that could derail the FNM's chances of serving as the next government. Speaking to the apparent rift within the FNM, Mr. Ingram expressed hope it will all be resolved, but he also spoke out against efforts to sideline some members.
Well, it is my hope that the FNM can get itself together and win the next election. It's my hope that I would be in a position to give them whatever support I can, that's with regard. But certainly, I expect that the party will not have a selective process that seeks to remove certain people from consideration for whatever petty reasons there may be.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Charlene Ferguson.
Five members of the FNM's parliamentary team are now making public their dissatisfaction with the way their leader has handled the controversy surrounding FNM Senator Lanisha Roll. Yesterday, Long Island MP Loretta Butler-Turner, Montague MP Richard Lightburn, St. Anne's MP Hubert Chipman, and North Eleuthera MP Theo Neely joined Central Grand Bahama MP Nico Grant in his demand for an apology from Roll for what they call her unprovoked, extreme, and unprofessional remarks against FNM MPs. In a joint statement, they said Roll's remarks that labeled some FNM MPs as jealous of Minnis and were highly critical of Butler-Turner were unbecoming of someone in her position. The statement continued, many FNMs were dismayed by the comments and are as equally dismayed by the failure of the senator to publicly apologize. In her last public statement, the senator said she stood by her remarks and would not apologize. They said they sincerely hope she will have a change of heart and do the right thing in the greater interest of the FNM. The MPs said if Senator Roll refuses to apologize, FNM leader Dr. Hubert Minnis should insist that she does. And he should specifically repudiate what they said was her unprovoked attack on sitting FNM members of parliament. The MP said it's not sufficient to offer general statements and principles. It is incumbent upon Dr. Minnis to insist the senator publicly apologize for her comments, which were made in a public forum, and therefore, they claim, requires a public apology. Dr. Minnis attempted to quash the controversy by issuing a statement last week condemning all statements made against party members, but his failure to specifically reference Roll apparently fell short of what critics wished. Officers from the Port Department and Bahamas Maritime Authority are in Cat Island today conducting investigations following the death of a seaman aboard a mailboat there yesterday. Police say the Lady Rosalind was en route to New Providence from San Salvador with five crew members on board when it began taking on water around 1 a.m. Sunday. They diverted to Cat Island and was moored at Smith's Bay Dock when three of the crew members were found unconscious in the engine room, suffering from smoke inhalation shortly after 9 a.m. Police say one of the men was pronounced dead. The two others were treated by the island's local doctor and released. We're told detectives from the Central Detective Unit are in Cat Island as well, assisting local officers with that investigation. In a statement, Transport and Aviation Minister Glenys Hannah-Martin said a full report by the Port Department will be completed at the conclusion of the preliminary investigation, and a determination will be made as to any further action to be taken. Police are investigating an apparent drowning in Long Island. According to reports, two men and a boy had gone fishing in an area known as Turnbull Beach off Long Island. When shortly after 10 a.m. on Sunday, one of the adult males is alleged to have drowned. The victim was taken ashore and pronounced dead by the local doctor. And that's the news at 1 o'clock. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. So good to have you stick with us. Today's show brought to you by Marco's Pizza, Dairy Queen, Epic Battery, Ensure, and Pharmaton, distributed by NASA agencies, the Water and Sewage Corporation, Nygaard Slims, and the Bahamas Telecommunication Company. PTC Mobile says yes to all its customers with an upgraded network that brings you nationwide coverage with crystal clear call quality, fewer drop calls, and five times faster data. The time by BTC Mobile is 1:07 p.m. Now, I promise you we were going to have a special guest. I don't like to promise things I can't deliver. That's why I usually don't tell you who's going to be here from one day to the next. He's been so kind as to grant us some time is FNM Deputy Leader Peter Turnquest. Good day, sir. Welcome to the revolution. It's your first time.
This is my first time. Good afternoon, Juan. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Awesome. I got you here. I got to ask you about all this going on in the FNM. Like I said, we need almost a flow chart or an org chart to just drill down into what's happening. There's so many different voices weighing in. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you off top. So you're deputy leader. You're one of 10 FNM MPs in the House. There is, as I characterize them, a gang of five who have demanded the Senator Lanisha Roll apologize publicly to them, and they demand that Hubert Minnis take action if she does not. As deputy leader, how do you respond to your own MPs bringing this out here like this?
Well, first off, I don't necessarily share your characterization of the gang of five.
Okay, that's just my term.
We are the Free National Movement, and at present we have 10 members in the House elected, and we have four or five senators in the upper chamber. We are a party that is interested in the development and carrying forward a new vision for this country. In any organization, there are always disagreements. There are always discussions. And this issue that we face is nothing more than that. It is being built up to be something that it is not. And of course, you know, we all like gossip. And so it's juicy gossip. And so people are taking it and running with it. But I am confident that the party will move from here stronger, more unified than ever. Dr. Minnis and the leadership team, we are interested and we are working hard to build a platform that is credible, that is practical, that is going to assist this country moving forward. That is our focus. And all of these little issues on the side, you know, obviously we have to pay attention to them and make sure that everybody is moving with us in the same direction. But it's just that. These are small issues and we will get past them.
Okay, fair enough. I think it's a little more than gossip when they issue public statements, but we'll move on. I know your time's limited. You have former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham speaking out today. You saw the National Review. You saw the Nassau Guardian. He says he's hoping the FNM can get itself together. Can you guys get yourself together?
Well, absolutely.
Is this the worst you've seen it since you've been involved with the FNM?
Well, I've only been involved in active politics in the last three and a half, four years. And so I couldn't speak to what happened behind closed doors previously. Mm-hmm. I think the Prime Minister made a statement, or the Deputy Prime Minister, the former Deputy Prime Minister made a statement that they've always been disagreements, mm-hmm. But they've been handled in a mature way behind closed doors. So I am sure in any party, in any organization, there are disagreements. I think that, of course, because of the nature of opposition politics and the nature of politics in general in this country, these disagreements are a bit more interest to people. But again, we're not focused on that. We're focused on the future of this country. We're focused on the future of this party. And so, you know, we're not going to be distracted by, you know, all the side talk. In terms of bringing the party together, we are doing all that we can. Irresponsibly to cause that to happen. We certainly have no interest in any fracture or splinter in the party. We want all of the members of parliament who have started with us to finish with us, because we all have something to contribute. We all have come from diverse backgrounds with diverse experiences, and so we have a lot to bring to the table. And so we're going to do our best to try and keep everybody together, recognizing that we will not always agree.
Now, you're going to have a convention sometime before, in all likelihood, you'll have a convention. The FNM Central Council still has to vote on it, but I understand it's going to happen. Give us some insight into what's going on. This is a full convention, all offices up for grabs, including yours. What do you expect, and when do you expect this to happen? What's going to be the thrust of the convention, and do you expect the current leadership team to once again emerge victorious?
There was a recommendation, a resolution, or notice of resolution, moved at the last Central Council meeting for a convention to be held by November 30th of 2016. Of course, you know, the FNM convention calls for a convention every 2 years, and that two-year time period will be by November 2016. And so I expect that we will have a full convention in November, and all offices will be up for grabs. I expect that there will be challenges, and I would be disappointed, quite frankly, if there isn't. I expect that this leadership team will emerge unanimous and victorious. Mm. I think the Free National Movement, by in large and great majority, supports the current leadership, and so I have no difficulty in my view that or no doubt in my view that Dr. Menes will be returned as the leader of this party, and if the people will have me, I'll be returned as the deputy leader.
So you're saying November is when you think it's going to happen?
It can be before. I think, as I remember the resolution, it says by November 30th. Yeah, so it can be before. Yeah, you know, events can change on a dime. The government can decide that they want to call elections. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. You know? What will be the Free National Movement's selling point to be elected as government going into the next general election? I mean, is it just going to be a thing where you guys kind of sit back and hope the dissatisfaction with Perry Christie, which is real, you know, are you just hoping that puts you guys over the top? Or what's going to be the thrust? Because I've heard bits and pieces, but I haven't quite heard a cohesive plan to move the country forward under Dr. Menes.
Yeah, I think, and I've heard, I listen to your show every day.
Awesome. Great.
And I can be honest, sometimes I'm infuriated.
Right. That's fine.
Because
I get that a lot.
Because the truth of the matter is that I don't think you give us a fair shot sometimes. And okay. Not just you, but media in general.
All right.
Because everybody expects that this plan is going to be produced now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ready yet to launch our plan. Once we are in full campaign mode, full campaign season, we will release our platform. But as of now, if you listen to Dr. Menes in his contributions and his speaking engagements, what he talks about is a new vision for this country, taking this country to a level where all Bahamians have an opportunity to participate. Not just some families, not some groups, but everybody has an opportunity. And he talks about education being a foundation for that. He talks about providing a safe environment for this citizens of this country, and you know, even when you talk about healthcare, you know, there's to talk out there that the opposition doesn't support healthcare. That's nonsense. We do, in fact, support a universal healthcare system, but we support a responsible system that the Bahamian people are going to be able to afford without going further into debt. What is being bandied about at the moment, it sounds like disaster. Of course, no details have been put forward yet,
right.
But we all know there's no free lunch. Nowhere. I don't care what they tell you. There's no such thing. And they talk about they're rolling out this plan and it's not going to cost us anything and it's going to cover primary health care and all the rest of it. And then they talk about there's not going to be any need for any more cookouts. Well, people don't go to have cookouts to go to the doctor. They go to cookouts to have issues resolved, or cancer, or brain injuries, or something like this. Catastrophic issues. And so them talking about they're rolling out this primary plan as if it's some accomplishment, it's nothing. It's you know, I mean, they're selling us a dream again. And I am hopeful that people will recognize that they're not giving you anything. They're basically repackaging the same services that you have now and calling it national health insurance. And you will still, based upon what has been presented thus far, still have to have your cookouts. That's not what the Free National Movement envisions. We envision a program that is going to assist in that area, the most critical needs of the Bahamian people. So, you know, we are very actively engaged, very actively involved in creating the platform and the policies that are going to shape the next 5 years. And we hope that Miami people are going to give us an opportunity to do that.
All right. Well, I know you're going to do some stuff with our news team. I thank you for coming on The Revolution. My pleasure. It won't be your last time.
I keep saying that I hope one day you will invite me to come, because there's a lot of things that you say that I would like to address. It's easy to sit back and to assume, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I respect that. But sometimes, we need to temper that with a little bit of the reality of the current circumstance. And so I look forward to coming back and contributing a little bit to it.
I promise you'll have your opportunity.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And sooner rather than later. Thank you so much.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, we'll do it. Take care. All right, F&M Deputy Leader Peter Turnquest, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a break. When we come back from this short break, you can call. I'll get to your text messages. I don't know how much more F&M you want me to give you than this. I think I've covered like past, present, future. So you're free to call now and weigh in on whatever you want. We'll be right back. Hey.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
Ensure Original. Did you know that Ensure Original is a source of complete balanced nutrition?
Ensure Original.
Every ready-to-drink shake is packed with 26 essential vitamins and minerals, including antioxidants.
Ensure Original.
Enjoy Ensure Original for breakfast, lunch, or as a delicious between-meal snack to help meet your daily nutritional needs. Try Ensure Original today.
Ensure Original.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for bearing with us. Wally's got the chopping axe out. If you speechify, you might not make it, but you're free to call now. 323-6232, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. Guardian Radio text line 422-4796, 422-4796. I want to talk about Papa, right? Papa's back, not back, but he's back in the news with an interview with Arcandia Dames. And she got a couple of good points about what's going on in the F&M. There's so much more we would have liked to have talked to Papa about, but that's what we got, and we'll see where we go from here. Peter Turnquest says he believes I'm unfair to the F&M. What do you think? Let's go to the phone lines. Let's try to digest all that's going on around here. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, sir. How are you?
Fairly well. I appreciate the clips from the persons who were on this today.
Absolutely, no problem.
I really was hesitating to call because I want Mr. Turnquest to hear what I'm saying. I wonder if he's still tuned in.
Well, he's in the newsroom now, so I don't know if he can hear you, but go ahead and we can always relay it to him.
Actually, I admire him a lot, but I'm not... I appreciate the way he answered the question that the persons who signed... The MPs who signed demand an apology. Mm-hmm. They're not a gang of five. So I respect that from him.
Yeah, I think gang. I don't mean gang is a pejorative, but go ahead.
But I don't altogether believe it's just a small matter of some of the issues within the party, and I could also agree with him that perhaps the current team could be reelected, because if the delegates are the same, there's a likelihood that the current leadership team could be reelected. Apart from that, there's a lot of work to be done, and everyone has a contribution to be made. I would have asked Mr. Turnquist what he would say about some standing former persons, candidates, so to speak, being sidelined, and also including sitting MPs in terms of nomination for the next election. So those would have been my concern, like Ms. Gomez and Mr. Nimor and many others. And what would have been his response regarding Norris Bain and Byron Woodside and so on.
Okay. All right. Well, we are. He's currently in the middle of an interview in our newsroom, and I think we can get those questions to him. If anyone in the newsroom's listening to me, you can get those questions to him if you're not already asking him about it. So those are good points too. Let's go to the phone lines again. 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316. And 325-4259, 325-4259. Wally's on the warpath, so govern yourself accordingly. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, let me get my point out quick. Good afternoon, by the way.
Yeah,
the FNM is sitting in opposition, claiming that they want to lead the Bahamas, but they do not have a plan. You mean to tell me their standard of governance is only from the seat of government? No wonder we have a problem with democracy in this country today. As it relates to the former Prime Minister, right, Honorable Hubert Ingraham's comments, I respect his comments highly, and I agree with him, because they're noble. But at the same time, when he was leader of the FNM and Prime Minister of this nation, he told his cabinet colleagues and his members of parliament either they support the move to sell BTC or he's calling an early election.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a double standard being presented in his position. While I respect what he's saying because it's noble, when he sat in the seat, he did the exact same thing. He implemented his plan.
All right. That was Anton. All right. He let you on, right? So let's continue. 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Vaughn.
How's it going?
I'm fine, man. And you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I want to go back a bit in your program to earlier when Graham, I think, was making some comments in terms of the whiteness of Mr. Simonet and the whiteness of certain behemoths. I'm not a white man. Of course I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But this I have come to accept that we don't have white man in the Bahamas.
Okay.
We have white bohemians.
Right.
All right? And this whiteness, this perpetuation of the whiteness of somebody, because in my coming up, we have white bohemians. That's it. They weren't white man. All right, and I'm looking at this, the Guardian, I think this morning, Guardian, and it spoke of, it insinuated the article on Mr. Simonet's possibility of coming back.
Uh-huh.
It insinuated that it would be difficult for Mr. Simonet to shake the legacy of his father, Sir Roland Simonet, who was the premier during the pre-majority rule government that headed a regime that denigrated the Bahamas. Now, listen. I didn't come up in the day of Sir Roland Simonet, but I came up under those who knew Sir Roland. with a legacy that was handed down to me of this man. I once owned a home in Anguston. And this is diametrically opposed to what I've been hearing persons said about Sir Roland Simonet. Even Graham this morning hinted on it. Sir Roland was always concerned about the masses. So I don't get this difficulty that Mr. Simonet is going to have to overcome as it regards to the legacy of his father.
Okay. Okay. So he's gone now. Okay. Fair enough. Fair point. Whether we like to admit it or not, we have some intrinsic problems with race in this country. We don't have problems as bad as some other nations, like a Brazil, Haiti, Dominican Republic. They got issues with race, color, Pan-Africanism. We don't have the problems that the United States has with race, thank God. But there are issues in this country with regard to race, and they may be more difficult for someone who identifies as a white Bahamian to overcome with an electorate that identifies 90%, more than 90% identifies as black. All right? And that's just the reality. Brent Simonet's a smart guy, and it's an interesting interview that he gave, and I enjoyed the interview, and I enjoyed his intervention. Again, I don't have a problem voting for someone who is white. I don't have a problem voting for someone who is Asian. I don't have a problem voting for someone who is whatever color. Okay? But I don't think we should be naive, I guess is the word I want to use, in thinking that a white Bahamian wouldn't have some hurdles to overcome in a general election if they want to be the next prime minister of the country, particularly the son of a former premier of the country. Although I could be wrong. So you let me know. All right. Phone lines are open. Thanks to Wally chopping everyone. 323-6232. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259, right? But, you know what, Wally, you take away some skin, some hair, right? And we're all the same underneath, right? You're in an accident, white man wants to give you a kidney, Asian man wants to give you a kidney, it works. You know, as long as you're the same type, blood type, right? So we're all humans trying to make it. And because of our history, we have very tricky relations with regard to race. It just is what it is. All right. Let's go to some text messages. And then we'll go from there. All right. This one says, Wally doesn't like to be seen on TV because he seems to be mean. I guess. Wally's the cut specialist. All right. This says, if they want the senator to apologize publicly, let them who are asking for an apology to publicly accept the leader of the party. Okay. While I'm listening to Brent Simonet's interview with Candia, and who's fooling who? He knows so much about what is going to happen in the PLP, but when they were at the wheel, they did some of the exact same things. To me, it looks like a game of whack-a-mole on both sides. It says, now I see why Chipman shot down Rollins about the PAC. He's trying to make Minnis' choice look bad, because Chipman is a part of the Gang of Five. Gang of Five's just my name for it, all right? I'm not calling them a gang like the Crips and Bloods. They're just a group of individuals. I call them the Gang of Five, all right? Who want an apology from Lanisha Roll? Will the Gang of Five expand? Will it be a Gang of Six eventually? Or seven? Who knows? All right. Morning One. Shout out from Freeport. Easy to recognize you on Saturday. Who's? Oh, yeah, I remember now. All right. I have no objections to Mr. Simonet leading our country. I think if we can get beyond the rhetoric and prejudice, we might be pleasantly surprised. Yeah, we might be, actually. You're right. You know, we have a lot of listeners in Grand Bahama. right? Not just with the Revolution, but with a lot of the other shows as well. I didn't. I slowly come to realize that. But Grand Bahama's listening. Shout out to Grand Bahama. All right, let me try to get through some more of these text messages. This says, "Oh wow, Mr. Simonette would make an excellent prime minister. I would vote for him. Would you vote for Brent Simonette for prime minister? That's interesting." This says, "The former PM and DPM both support Dr. Minnis, nor will they challenge Dr. Minnis for leadership, nor do they support any faction who's trying to out Dr. Minnis now. So what now, Mr. McCartney?" I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens with the convention. Juan, say money, Gomez comes from a big PLP family, following our good papa. But Juan, Howard Johnson is from hardcore grassroots PLP families out of Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera. They were generals of Philip Bethel. Remember him? I can't recall. We love Papa, but Howard would lead the way for South Beach for a massive victory for the FNM, destroying the DNA and soundly defeating the PLP. Also, Juan, could you please not take any calls from Anton until he sorts out his business and gain some credibility? Too late. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Mr. McCartney, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Wasn't Brent Simonette the deputy prime minister just last term?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how did that work out for you?
Not good.
All right, I'm off the mic.
All right, thanks. But you don't understand. He's... He wants to be prime minister now, not deputy. It's a whole different thing, right? He's all right. Also, Brent Simonette never said he wouldn't challenge Hubert Minnis, right? He didn't say that. So he said he's interested in the good of the country. So it's up in the air whether he comes back or not, right? I can imagine there'd be a hue and a cry of bloody murder about the White Knights trying to take back over if Brent Simonette runs. All right. This text writer says, "The FNM needs to start listening to its supporters. I'm one of them. 3-time FNM voter and campaigner. We can't keep pretending that Minnis has the support of the masses. Many people don't see him as the person to defeat the PLP and Christie in these upcoming elections. The FNM needs to fix their issues quickly so they can focus on winning the general election. Right now, the FNM seems to be fumbling every opportunity they have. Either get it together or you will remain in the political wilderness and lose supporters like me." Can the FNM, let me put it a different way, can the PLP seriously win another term in office after this performance, right? Like with everything that's going on, or do the rest of the opposition party split the FNM vote again, right? You know the DNA is going to take votes from the FNM. Maybe. Maybe it'll take votes from the PLP. The UDP, you know, I guess we'll have to wait to see how that turns out, who they'll take votes from, if anyone. Can the PLP pull it off again if the PLP gets at least about, 40? What do they need to win? 45%? Around there? 43 to 45% probably the vote they need maybe to win if the others get split. All right. Juan, the Pinewood constituency is going to make the difference in the next election. Mr. Drexel Burnside, leader of the Bahamas Democracy Party, will win that seat. Okay, well, I don't think I've ever had the Bahamas Democracy Party on the show. You are welcome. All right. What is going on with this? Okay. This says, "Tell Wally thanks." It's an emoticon with a kissy face. I don't know. No? All right. It's not that type of party? No? All right. Someone said it. Me, a kissy face emoticon. I'm like, certainly don't send it to me. I know. It surely isn't that type of party. Can you please talk about substance and prove your show is the revolution? In the last 3 years, inflation has caused my income to decrease by 20%. I don't know if you got that right. Inflation doesn't cause your income to decrease. Inflation causes your spending power to decrease. As far as substance is concerned, we got about 250, 270 shows to get through. We'll talk about inflation at some point. Also, and Wally tells people this, you can buy time on Guardian Radio if you have such bright ideas about what we should talk about. Call Janet Lees, right? There you go. There's an idea. All right. An unstatus quo person will come to the forefront in Bahamian politics because we're tired of politics as usual. We also realize that political power doesn't benefit the masses. We now need economic power for the masses. They both should work in tandem. That person's got the right idea, economic power. You know what people tend to do? This is a sidebar. I call this I call it a compliment sandwich, right? It's how you usually frame a criticism. You say something you like that's nice, and then you say, but you could work on this. And then you end with something that's nice, right? It's a compliment sandwich. And you get so much more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, right? So you may have a critique, but if you don't want to be totally ignored, then decide to frame it in a better fashion, maybe. And maybe you'll get heard. Because unlike what the callers tell Wally and the text writers tell Chrissy, you have no right to be on any show. It's always a privilege. All right. At the rate this country's headed, we probably need a white man to pull us out of the abyss. But we need to get past all the hoopla where during election time, movies about roots and slavery are shown to influence us. At this juncture, we need a government that's seeking to bring the Bahamas back to our glory days of great education and enforcement of the law. I don't care whether you're black or white. Just do your job, man. All right. This is something about Atlantis. I'm not going to read this on the air, but I will forward this to Quincy Parker so he can look into it, because I don't want to put that out there that without researching that. Good day one. Please tell Mr. Turnquest the fighting that's going on now is turning off many FNMs. And when we're turned off, most of us don't go out to vote. We are sick and tired of the fighting. Good day, Mr. McCartney. What happened to the national address from Mr. Nottage on crime? Did it happen when I wasn't looking? Well, you know, there was a national address at, September, I think, from Nottage. He did a national address, and that was about it. And Ellison Greenslade, the commissioner of police, was due last month to put out his crime plan, as well as release crime statistics for 2015. That didn't happen. I heard he was speaking briefly on ZNS today, so maybe he spoke to that. I don't know. It would be interesting. All right. This text writer says, one, I will take Dr. Minnis over Brent Simonet any day of the week. Mr. Simonet's out of touch with the poor inner city community of this country. The Bay Street boys have all the wealth now. They want the political power back in the hands of the UBP. We have also had corrupt leaders, black and white. Why doesn't Mr. Turnquest talk more? He's good. We need him to take the lead on talk shows and answer some questions. All right. One, I am reading National Review. I'll take a break right after this. One, I'm reading National Review. And I find the writer has become personally involved emotionally in the Minnis fiasco. Her language is clearly reflective of a person with a horse in that race. What they think, they can do whatever they like and demand that the leader follows their advice to the letter, or he or she's not a good leader. The National Review writer is too entangled to be objective. She lets her friendship to Butler Turner get in her way to be objective. All right. I can tell you that I've worked with Candia Danes for many years, and I have yet to meet a more objective journalist. So she just calls it like she sees it. It's opinion, and it is what it is. This says, we must we hear from Anton on every show. Was he on every show or? All right. As much. Wait. Hi, Juan. Why don't you tell Branville to just humble himself and go back to the FNM before he becomes a political casualty again? The DNA, as much as I love them and as much as people love them, will not win. I know this, you know this, we all know this. Hopefully we can have Rand McCartney on soon, too. It says, Papa's not coming back. The PLP can now breathe a sigh of relief. It doesn't matter if our PM's black or white. What we want is more green money. This person says, Jeff Lloyd for leader. That'd be interesting. What Jeff did with Junkanoo was nothing short of miraculous. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Continue sending me your messages. If you want to brave Wally's wrath, please call as well.
And there's a lot to be a fan of. Now serving food and snack options like artisan-style sandwiches and snack melts. Look out for the turkey BLT, grilled chicken, and chicken bacon ranch served hot and made to order on ciabatta bread that deserves a drum roll. If you are a fan of snacking, Dairy Queen also has snack melts, which offer you a whole new way to snack. Bold gourmet flavors, buffalo chicken bacon barbecue, and chicken quesadilla. Available now and only at DQ.
Ensure Original.
Did you know that Ensure Original is a source of complete balanced nutrition?
Ensure Original.
Every ready-to-drink shake is packed with 26 essential vitamins and minerals, including antioxidants.
Ensure Original.
Enjoy Ensure Original for breakfast, lunch, or as a delicious between-meal snack to help meet your daily nutritional needs. Try Ensure Original today.
Ensure Original. Original.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm going to try to get through all your messages. I should be able to, hopefully. Let me start reading some from different media where I'm getting. Guess what? When the senator apologizes, there will be another silly issue again in the FNM now that Papa said what he had to say. All right. Oh, also, if you want to, you can call us 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. Text line, 422-4796, 422-4796. It says, tell the caller to stop it. The white man reference speaks to a suppression conditioning that we as minorities in this life have suffered. The PLP continues to perpetuate the position that they've conditioned the entire electorate and nation at large into thinking that we are a grassroots people. This automatically elevates the white minority as a superior race, all while perpetuating the hogwash that existed some generations ago and dragging it into 2016. Yeah, I agree. It's a lot of it's hogwash, right? Let me try to get some more of your messages. This says, I would support someone who gave me a senator post too, She was a nobody, and Dr. Minnis gave her a chance. The saga continues. Most of us will wait until after the election to close the Papa door. People saying they don't believe it. As much as he says, I'm not coming back. They're like, I don't believe him. I'll believe it when I see it. I think this is because of the 2005 thing, right? When he came back. He said, swore after the night before he wasn't coming back. And just, boom, went back and worlds were destroyed, right? Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I have one thing to say on the convention that everybody talks about. My concern is if they call a convention, the FNM that is, Loretta put a hat in the ring for leadership. What happened then if Loretta get beat again? Where does it leave Loretta and the FNM party in this convention? What will she do then? I think that will cause even bigger chaos because the general election is so close. Could she hold up her head after that? After being beaten three times? They need to get it together.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if... I don't know if anyone can beat Minnis in the FNM right now. I think he's done politically well to get his people in place.
Yeah.
Now, does that translate to the wider general public? I don't know.
And then where will she go? Could she go to the DNA? Will Brian and Chris Mortimer give up their position to welcome her in? Will she go with maybe with Moss? Because I don't think Moss called her a deputy yet, but will they give up leadership? Where will she go? See, because Minnis is the captain of that ship.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about that.
He's not going to back aside and say, okay, because you want it and some of the people want you, I will back aside and give it to you. If Loretta is supposed to be, she's looking to be leader, government, the prime minister of this country, how could she be in the House of Assembly calling the deputy prime minister, the deputy opposition leader? A stupid ass, I think it was.
I don't know.
It's in the Tribune.
I guess. I didn't hear that one.
How could you be, and then you want Senator Roll to apologize to you, you and the other four, and you calling the deputy who is superior to you, whatever it was she called in the House of Assembly. Come on now.
Good question.
Come on, get it together, eh?
I gotcha. I gotta move on. But thank you for the call. She's allowed to say that one. No. Only I can say that. Only me and Leslie Miller can use that kind of language on this show. Nah, I don't care if she is it. I just want to make sure it was actually said. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Everything's good. I think it was one time she ran against Hubert Minnis. The situation is not have nothing to do with Hubert Minnis or Loretta but Laterna. It's only them two who put their head out to run for leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it is now, the people is not going to accept Hubert Minnis. You understand? People prefer somebody different. People don't see eye to eye with those persons who side with Hubert Minnis.
Mm-hmm.
And all I don't think the party should take a chance. If the party feel like the people is getting mistreated so bad in this country that, you know, what PLP is doing is so wrong, then, you know, the party is just calling the next convention because they don't want to give that chance. And one time, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think could stop Brent Simmons from getting, let's say, a multi-million-dollar deal would go down in the Bahamas or any kind of business transaction? What could stop him?
I don't know what would stop him. Brent Simmons got his feet firmly planted in most of the major, some of the key industries in the Bahamas.
Right. So, I mean, if he becomes prime minister, I heard a tax writer said that, you know, to give him political power. I mean, you know, Mr. Simmons, we do have a public accounts committee in the House of Assembly if he was ever given that chance, right?
Right.
He's not able to do willy-nilly and do what he want to do. You love to do things in the order, right?
Well, when you're as rich as Brent Simonette, like, he's worth at least $50 million. When you're that wealthy, I don't say you want to get into politics to make money. That doesn't make sense to me.
Right, right. You know? That's what I'm saying. And yeah. I mean, like, you know, man, come on, man. We see the way we've been treated by our own some blacks who had the opportunity. You know, they did some things which you know, we cry mercy on.
Right.
I mean, what's wrong if Brent Simmons ever get that chance? I mean, knowing him, I never know him to be someone who will take advantage of no situation. I see him like, you know, he try to help.
Right.
You know, and I feel like he's a decent person. Yeah. So I wish we wouldn't be that shallow to go back to the UBP and think like, you know, things like that.
These I don't think scare tactics.
Ever stop us from going in banks or shops or going downtown.
No, we've come too far to roll that back. Listen, I bring up the thing about Brent Simonet being white, because he is white, right? And it's an issue in our electorate. That's what it is. But listen to what I'm saying carefully. If a fourth generation Polynesian whose grandparents migrated to the Bahamas comes forward and has what it takes to drive this country forward and get this country on the right track, I'm all about it. You don't have to be black for me to vote for you. I'm not tripping on that. I've seen what black people do to each other. I've seen what white people do to each other. I want good men and women with good intentions to come forward and offer themselves for this country. You can't scare me off from no white person. You can't scare me off from a Chinese person. It's not going to happen. Let me see if I can get to these text messages before the end of the show. Are we taking this call? Well, let me know. All right. Hey, Juan. This is about Anton again. Anton, at some point, you have to explain to us this thing with... BAIC. Everyone's saying this. Maybe you could talk. Tell me if it's a non-issue. Not today. At some point. Let's go to the phone lines really quickly. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, I'm all for Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily because of one thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, his look at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, he probably is the person who is most responsible for this airport we have now. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Now, all the work was done in such a way that all the government hands were kept out of the pie. Okay. Now he knows how to run this country as a business. Him and the Simmons and those who are in fear. Only want to keep the status quo intact.
All right. Thank you, Wally. Cutting everybody. Let's try to get through as many of these text messages as we can. This writer says, I would vote for Brent Simonet for PM because he's a businessman. Look at his businesses. They're all successful. All right. Brent Simonet is a Bahamian and a professional man who knows how to handle business. We need a CEO with good business sense to run this country. I would love to see him as PM. All right. Juan, Mr. Burnside was on your show in July, and you were supposed to arrange for him to come back again. Oh, okay. Well, tell him to call me. Let's bring him on. Let's see what's happening. I think I was confusing him with the Democrats. I remember Burnside now. Juan, don't mind the F&M in-house agreement. If they sent a can of tuna to go run against the PLP, the tuna would win in any area. Huh. You know what's sad to me? This is a text. You know what's sad to me? We spend so much time debating all this silly stuff. What will Brand do? What will the DNA do? The real questions are, what will the Bahamian living check to check do? What will Bahamians do knowing that both former political parties have our country on the brink of collapse in a little over 40 years? That's a good point. Sorry, but I'm sick of Anton. He must be on a payroll. He wants to chime in on everything. Man, Anton, they're like... a subsection of people who follow Anton and are displeased with him. But it's real. Wow. All right. Hi, Juan. All Brent Simonet has to do is bring Obama in to endorse him during a rally in the F&M and win every seat. This country needs a Brent Simonet to bring us out of the dumps that Perry and his folks have gotten us into. All right. Let me just... a couple more text messages. We'll do. Okay, loose lip sync ships. The media isn't to blame for this F&M debacle. They're self-imploding. Way too many public statements. The saga continues, and most of us will wait until after election to close the door on Papa. All right. It says Greg Moss and the UDP are quickly becoming the clear-cut favorite for a landslide victory in 2017. Mr. Greg Moss has already brought a mortgage relief bill to the House. This says John Boswick for leader, a man with the vision and the might to lead. Yeah, I'm hoping to get John Boswick on here soon. That'd be good. Good day, Juan. Good show. Outcome of the convention, leader Dr. Minnis, deputy leader Brent Simonette, election chairman, former PM Ingram. Simonette will bring the money boys and can control the Fast Five. Fast Five. I call them Gang of Five. Don't get mad at me now. It's just a name. All right. It says, the country needs a doctor. No more lawyers. Too much talk and no action. Simonette needs to teach us all how to become rich. Yeah, Simonette's a lawyer too, right? Brent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a lawyer. He doesn't like practice, but he's a lawyer. He went to law school. Juan, watch what's going to happen. The convention will be late in November, at which time it'll be too late for LBT to win as leader of the FNM. The PLP will win again, Juan. This is kind of scary. Let me read one of these, and then I'll close with saying something. Mr. McCartney, it's my understanding that this present government, if reelected, will devalue our dollar to 80 cents. This is what the people of our country need to concern themselves with. They need to vote this government out. We can have a talk about dollar devaluation. I haven't heard anything about that, about the dollar. They want to intentionally devalue the dollar. That wouldn't make a lot of sense. But we can have a discussion about that soon. As I told the person who doesn't understand how to frame a compliment sandwich, we have a lot of shows to do this year. We're going to get to all of these issues, I promise you. In order for persons to be great leaders, they must be great followers. And I don't see Mrs. Turner being a great follower. I still believe, if not Minnis, then who? Maybe Mr. Boswick. He's a great contender. All right. Really quickly. Rich Homie Kwan. What? You are one of the reasonable hosts. Please stop talking about this F&M nonsense. Break the trend. Talk about something else. They almost did a compliment sandwich. It's better, right? Halfway there. They started off good, you know what I mean? So that's something. All right. One last one. Juan, Mrs. Roll has no need to apologize. She didn't plot a failed plan to oust the leader. The MPs who plotted should first and foremost apologize to the leader and to the FNMs and to the nation because they're setting a precedent. They can't blame the PLP anymore for not obeying the people's voting, not voting on the referendum, or voting no on the referendum when they themselves don't accept the vote of 3-1 victory for Dr. Minnis. Okay, that's all we can do today. We got to get out of here. We'll talk about dollar devaluation and inflationary rates soon. I promise. Soon. Chrissy Love's up next with Reality Check. Have a great day, Bahamas.